Phoenix Audio presents
Valley of the Dolls by Jacqueline Suzanne. Anne, September 1945. The temperature hit 90 degrees the day Anne arrived in New York. The city was steaming, an angry concrete animal caught in an unseasonable hot spell. But Anne Wells didn't mind. She thought New York was the most exciting city in the world. She had just escaped from Lawrenceville. Escaped from marriage to some solid Lawrenceville boy, from the solid, orderly life of Lawrenceville. The same orderly life her mother had lived, and her mother's mother. In the same orderly kind of house, its inhabitants smothered with orderly, unused emotions. She made the decision to escape from Lawrenceville in her senior year at Radcliffe. She announced it to her mother during Easter vacation, and her mother had replied, "Go to New York if you must, Anne. I won't stand in your way. But mark my words, after a few weeks, you'll be glad to leave that dirty city and come back to Lawrenceville." New York had been dirty and hot and crowded the day she'd arrived. But mingled with the dirt, Anne had felt excitement and an awareness of living. In New York, it felt as if everyone had just been born with no past to acknowledge or hide. And now she stood before the imposing glass doors engraved Bellamy and Bellows. Henry Bellamy couldn't believe his eyes. In her way, she was one of the most beautiful girls he'd ever seen. And he was accustomed to beautiful girls. Her hair hung loose, natural, and its light blonde colour looked real. But it was her eyes that really rattled him. They were really blue, sky blue, but glacial. She was dressed in plain dark linen, and there wasn't a sign of jewellery except the small, neat wristwatch. But there was something about her that made one...